Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live today at Cutter Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world. And I got to tell you, my friends, this is a very exciting day. It's National Honeybee Day. And so I hope you go out and celebrate your local honeybee and pick up a nice bottle of honey. And, of course, it is National Pecan Tort Day. So really splurge after you've gotten stuffed on Chef Eric's weenie health food bar or snack. Go out and get yourself a nice pecan tort. And, of course, you can get, I'm going to ask, do you know what the difference is between a pecan tort and a pecan tort? About $3 a piece. Yeah, it works all the time.
Okay, so, to continue our recipe.
Yeah.
So, what now we're going to add is some red onion. And it must be red onion. Yes, you can certainly use real sweet onions from Schumann Produce. But to be traditional, you're going to use red onions, okay? So I'm going to take just a quarter of a medium-sized onion and do a small dice on it. I don't want big pieces of onion in the guacamole, just enough to sort of flavor it. And we're going to mix that in with the rest of the guac. Now, you could also add jalapenos and things like that to this. I'm not going to in this particular recipe, just because I'm going to use this as a spread for the chicken chorizo sausage sliders.
Now, Chef, what do you traditionally do when you're making guacamole for a party? Because I know you like to cook for large groups. You like to cook for parties and stuff. If you're making guacamole, what are the things that you haven't put in here that you would highly recommend people experiment with?
Okay, so you can put jalapeno.
Right.
I'm a little bit of a purist. I mean, adding one more thing, which is cilantro.
Right.
And cilantro is going to go in there. But other than that, and this is not Mexican cilantro. This is California organic cilantro.
There we go. I was just curious about that, because if you've been paying attention to the news the last couple of weeks, cilantro from Mexico and some regions of Mexico has been very...
It's a little compromised.
Yeah. Anyway, does Charmin pop into your mind? But anyway,
I didn't
specifically say what it was.
Okay,
but
another
thing. Now, you're a purist, so obviously everybody knows the snobby side. Can you blue collar a little bit? What are some of the things, if you were to, you know, just throw some extra things in there? Now, ghost peppers would probably not be something you'd want to throw into guacamole.
No, like I said, jalapenos, plenty of heat for guacamole. I mean, what else could you do to it? Whatever you do is going to ruin it. Okay, so if you want to be blue collar, get yourself some Tostitos or whatever the little scoop things
scoops
are.
Scoops are better.
And just serve them in those.
You are such a snob. But some of the things I've heard put in there is vinegar. A number of people use vinegar instead of necessarily the lime for the acid.
Lime is the classic. I mean, vinegar, in a pinch, if you don't have access to limes.
How about cumin?
If you do use vinegar, use either apple cider vinegar or red wine vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cumin is okay. Again, cumin is one of those very commonly used spices throughout Central American cooking.
Right.
So there's going to be cumin in the sausage slider that we do.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
So I just don't like to have all those. It would become a competing flavor.
But for just making a bowl of guacamole for a party, cumin won't be a bad thing to add to it. If you're using scoops or if you're doing those trashy, cheesy Doritos. I'm a purist. I use scoops.
I suppose that's fine. I mean, hey, make it yours. Whatever.
I was just giving people alternatives.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, just stick to the good stuff.
Yeah, here we go again.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's right.
If you were doing a brunch with this and you wanted to serve a wine, or would you do something a little lighter to kind of cut the...
So if you were serving a wine with with a slider,
right, or
with the guacamole is sort of you would want to use a lighter wine, a Sauvignon Blanc, a Sancerre,
right.
Probably not a Vouvray, maybe even a Pinot Grigio, something along those lines, something that's going to be a little bit more floral, a little bit sweet. Especially if there's heat in the jalapeno in the thing. So it's a good question.
Not a sauterne.
I think a sauterne could work. Sure. It might be a little heavy for the guac, but you know, it depends what else you're serving too. It's, I wouldn't build a wine pairing on, you know, just on the.
Since you two wine snobs obviously have gone back and forth with just about every freaking name of wine that you can that most people may or may not know. It's nice of you. Okay, just thought I'd mention that.
Okay, wait, white in a box.
There you go. Hey, I'm telling you.
Mug
and David. That's it. You know, when
too
we
fruity.
Went to Israel for our trip out there, the wines out there were incredible.
He was blown away. I got to tell you,
incredible.
When we went there, we were going to, part of them was to meet with one of the greatest wine people in all of Israel. We went to his place, and he had these beautiful glasses, thousands of them hanging across the table. The table was set beautiful, massive, you know, table with all these settings and stuff. And Eric's, I said, well, you're going to get to try some real Israeli wine. And he kind of rolled his eyes a little bit. And he goes, he said something about Mogan David. He, after about the second or third wine, he looked at me, and his eyes got as big as silver dollars. And he goes, oh, my God. I mean, he was, but the problem is Israel can't produce enough. I mean,
this is in the Negev, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's where the grapes, Golan Heights, Negev, yeah. The conditions are very similar to California as far as morning fog and temperatures. Yeah, coastal climates, mountainous, rocky climates, because, you know, clearly grapes want a difficult soil to grow through. That's what makes it a great grape. So, yeah, but it was unbelievable. And, yeah, they can't make enough for global distribution. They do distribute some to Europe. But there would never be enough to distribute.
Now, you know, since you're so knowledgeable about wine at all, everything else in life, but wine is, one of the things about the wine, though, is their big producer produces 500,000 cases. I think that's their biggest producer, produces like 500,000 cases a year. That's it.
That's like a small batch.
That's like a small batch, right, in the United States.
You can't even write a business plan around
500,000 cases.
That's it. Yeah.
That's a small batch here.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yep.
What are they? Some of the big ones out there. He was giving us the numbers. It was phenomenal.
20 million.
Yeah.
Cases.
Yeah. Cases.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of a single wine. Yeah. I'm not saying they're good wines, but.
Do they buy the same grapes like in France and all that and everybody else does, or do they?
I think they import.
Yeah. So the juice is coming from different sources. Typically, they rarely are. Is there enough grapes these days at the traditional wineries to make enough? So they either buy juice from other vendors or other vineyards, or they're actually buying the grapes from the vineyards as well.
See here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs today live at Cutter Cigar Emporium. You get all the knowledge you never thought you were going to gather, from guacamole to wine, from how to cut your avocado to how to soften your avocado. So much information here, Chef Eric.
Well, I'm glad you like it. All right, so I'm going to do one last thing before we go to a break. We're going to start pickling of the red onion for our last dish. So I'm going to take the rest of the red onion. Remember, I only used a quarter of it and did a fine dice. Now what we're going to do is we're going to do a thin slice, okay? Sort of a longer, thin slice. And you just want to make sure your knuckles are in. And just slice as thinly as you can. If you have a mandolin, absolutely use the mandolin. And, you know, don't get too nuts about it, but if you can make it as thin as possible, it'll stretch longer, it'll pickle better.
The thing about a mandolin, and I've seen people do this, and you got to be so careful, they give you a hand device to put over your veg that you are shaving or slicing. I've seen too many people, they can't find it, so they use their hand to push the veg down to slice it. And let me tell you something. I have seen, at least in kitchens I have been around, I've seen at least 5 or 6 times people have done that and sheared their fingertips off. So you got to be extraordinary. Use, because here on Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, we believe in safe cooking.
All right. Great. Glad we had that one. So, I'm halfway through. I've got the first half done. Now, when you take off the first couple off of one side, there might be a little bit of the root ball that's on the inside of the onion there. Just cut that off. You don't want to include that with the rest of the onions? And then when you get to that last little bit, just cut it the other way. Just you're still getting strips, but you'll get to a part where you can't slice it anymore. Just lay it down and then slice it the easier way, easier direction. Okay. So this we're going to take. We're going to put into a bowl, and we're going to top it and totally cover it with a mixture of honey, water, and apple cider vinegar. This is going to give us our quick pickle so that we can use these in just a little while. And we're also going to add some salt in there.
All right, there you have it, my friends. Quick pickling here on Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chef. If you want to get pickled very quickly another way, five shots of tequila in less than 5 minutes. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Today, live at Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, where we're taking it to the culinary streets, baby.